The immigration debate has largely played out over the last few weeks in Washington, D.C. and along the U.S.-Mexico border. But there are two facilities that house detainees for Immigration and Customs Enforcement here in Wisconsin. In a new piece for wiscontext.org, our next guest took a closer look at those facilities and talked to the local law enforcement officials who help run them. Scott Gordon is the associate editor of wiscontext.org. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, ICE, I understand, doesn't have their own facilities here in Wisconsin, but they have detainees here in the state. Where are they housed?
Well, the two main facilities are the county jails in Kenosha County and in Dodge County in Juneau.
And these are the county jails, basically, right?
Yes, and that's a pretty common arrangement that federal law enforcement has with different jails around the country. You know, this kind of network of detention centers also includes private prisons and, you know, some actual federal facilities.
Do we have any sense of how many migrant detainees are in these Wisconsin facilities on any given day?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, there isn't they're not apparently experiencing the, you know, boom that you'd expect given kind of the stepped up enforcement. When I spoke with the Kenosha County Jail, they said, and this was just earlier this month, that they were holding 166 detainees for ICE, and the Dodge County Jail reported having 188.
And does this mean there are ICE staffers, ICE personnel at these sites 24/7? How does that work?
No, there's not really federal staff that directly works out of these facilities. You know, there will be federal inspectors and agents, you know, working there doing stuff at different times, but no federal staff really are based out of these facilities.
So what's kind of the life cycle? How would someone find themselves detained and ending up in one of these Wisconsin county jails?
Well, that's a really interesting thing because there are reports of detainees being transferred all throughout the system, you know, around the country, you know, from one place to another, sometimes on very short notice and sometimes on what seems to be a kind of an arbitrary basis that has to do with, like, shuffling around capacity. The two jails in Wisconsin are kind of connected to ICE's Chicago field office, which obviously covers a pretty broad swath of the Midwest. So there'll be a lot of detainees from the Midwestern region, but, you know, from what we're hearing, it's not just people from within the region. People can get transferred around quite a bit.
What do we know about the conditions facing migrants detained at these facilities?
Well, we do know that there are certain standards that ostensibly the jails are supposed to meet and that they're, you know, inspected and whatnot. But, you know, you do hear obviously concerns from people who've been incarcerated there and who work with detainees about, you know, whether the conditions are being met. There's, you know, complaints about crowding, complaints about food. That's something I haven't really delved into deeply enough in my own reporting, but there's, you know, clearly enough concerns out there that it bears, you know, some further scrutiny.
And how about access to legal representation, especially since, as you said, they might move abruptly from one facility to another?
Right. You know, again, they're supposed to have access to legal representation, but there's a lot of recorded instances of people being moved around and that kind of hindering their ability to, you know, even keep an appointment with a lawyer. You know, if you're being moved from Wisconsin to Indiana or what have you on short notice, that obviously makes it pretty hard to keep in touch with your attorney.
Talking to Scott Gordon from wiscontext.org, talking about his piece on immigration and custom enforcement and a couple of facilities in Wisconsin that work with them to hold migrant detainees here in the state. Scott, you mentioned that this is, you know, contracting in effect with the federal government. And in your piece, you write there's an economy surrounding a county jail's willingness to do this. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah. So, these jails basically get paid, the county governments get paid on a per prisoner per day basis. And for both Kenosha County and Dodge counties, this adds up to, you know, millions of dollars in their annual budget. You know, Kenosha County is anticipating bringing in almost $6 million in this fiscal year for housing federal inmates, and Dodge County is looking at a little over $7 million. And, you know, in some years have reported bringing in as much as $11 million. And the sheriff's officials in both counties are really open about this and kind of have referred to it in terms sometimes of running a business and in terms of economic benefits. And, you know, if you look at, you know, $5 million or $7 million or what have you, that's a big chunk of their budget. And, you know, one sheriff's official in Kenosha County explained to me, you know, this is something that helps the county keeps its tax levy down and so forth. So it really does have, you know, quite a significant financial impact on these local governments. Mm-hmm. And they know it, and they, you know, presumably want to keep it that way.
And you mentioned in your piece, I can't remember which county's officials mentioned that, hey, this has kind of a tourism spillover effect as people come to visit maybe loved ones who are being detained.
Yeah. In 2013, the former Dodge County sheriff spoke on Wisconsin Public Television, and you know, he said, I think his wording was, it puts a little pulse in the local economy when people coming to visit friends or loved ones who are detained, you know, come to town and spend money at hotels and restaurants, which I'm sure is true, but it's, you know,
something you don't think about usually.
It's a bit shocking to hear in this context. Mm-hmm. You know.
And you mentioned there hasn't been a boom in migrants being detained at these two facilities. It sounds like it's pretty steady despite what looks like increased enforcement efforts nationwide.
Yeah, I mean, both Kenosha and Dodge counties have been doing this since the early 2000s. You know, ICE was founded in 2003, although their actually direct agreement is with the U.S. Marshals Service. And as it was explained to me, ICE kind of piggybacks on that. But yeah, they've both reported that their numbers of federal immigration detainees have been fairly stable over that time. And, you know, I mean, these are jails that have to balance the federal detainees with, you know, other people they're incarcerating, you know, on a local basis, and only have so much capacity overall. You know, in Kenosha, it's just shy of 1,000 inmates that they can hold at their facilities, and in Dodge County, I believe it's, you know, just short of 500 or so. So, you know, these aren't huge facilities to begin with, and you know, neither one has had really trouble keeping up, apparently, with the amount of detainees that the federal government is sending them.
And on the national level, then, you mentioned there are private, for-profit businesses that might be detaining people elsewhere in the country, not here in Wisconsin. That's picking up the slack, I guess?
Yeah. A report put out in 2017 by the National Immigrant Justice Center surveyed you know, all these detention centers around the country that ICE uses for immigration detainees. And it included some other places in Wisconsin that ICE has used sometimes over the years on a mostly as-needed basis. And their analysis found that 71% of ICE's detention facilities were operated by private prison companies. And, you know, much like these counties, the private prison companies generally will get paid on a per inmate per day basis. And the same analysis found that local governments made up, you know, the other 29%, basically. So this arrangement with, you know, a local sheriff's office holding federal detainees is a fairly common thing.
Is there any talk of more ICE detention capacity in Wisconsin, whether private or maybe another county saying, yes, we want to do this too?
I know that ICE has looked at building more of these facilities in the Midwest, and that there have been proposals from especially private prison companies to get in on that. I'm honestly not sure at this time if they have more capacity planned for Wisconsin.
We'll leave it there. Scott, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks very much, Rob.
Scott Gordon is the associate editor of wiscontext.org. His latest piece looks at the facilities that house migrant detainees in Wisconsin. You can find a version in English and Spanish at wiscontext.org.